Dr. Anna Salter urged a state Senate panel to pass a bill that would end the more than 100 local sex offender ordinances throughout Wisconsin. Those ordinances make a couple fundamental presumptions: that sex offenders are likely to reoffend, and that kids are safer if offenders don't live near places like libraries or parks. But Dr. Salter, a psychologist with 30 years of experience assessing and treating offenders, told senators that there's no data to back that up.
My concern with residency restrictions is that both my clinical experience and the research say they put children more at risk rather than less.
Salter says the reality is that sex offenders reoffend only about a fourth as often as other offenders, and most of the time their victims are people they know, like family members. Assaults involving complete strangers in places like public parks are rare. So when local ordinances restrict where they can live, Salter says they end up moving to where it's harder for them to keep jobs and find the support they need.
They destabilize offenders without offering any protective effect. They ultimately reduce the number of offenders who are supervised and monitored, and increase the number who are unseen, unknown, and free from oversight.
Communities that have passed restrictions on where sex offenders can live remain unconvinced. Steve Olson is an alderman in Franklin, which passed one of the first ordinances.
You know, there's lies, there's darn lies, and then there's statistics.
Olson says Franklin's ordinance is based on one fact: they want to be able to manage the risk to their children. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.